This is Akashvani. The news are read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Union Cabinet has approved a total outlay of 6,520 crore rupees, including additional outlay of 1,920 crore rupees for ongoing central sector scheme Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana during the 15th Finance Commission Cycle, FCC. Briefing made in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said the approval includes 1,000 crore rupees to support setting up of 50 multi-product food e-radiation units.
आज के इस कैबिनेट के फैसले में प्रधानमंत्री कृषि संपदा योजना का आउटले बढ़ा के 6,520 करोड़ किया गया और नए इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स और फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स 50 इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स एंड 100 फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स के लिए 1,000 करोड़ रुपीस का अलग से प्रावधान किया गया.
Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet has also approved the Central Sector Scheme grant in aid to National Cooperative Development Corporation, NCDC, with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees for a period of 4 years from 2025-26 to 2028-29.
NCDC cooperative societies ko loan deti hai. Aaj uska capital 2,000 crore rupees se badhaya gaya grant in aid ke madhyam se. Ye jo loans jaate hain, करीब 8.25 लाख कोऑपरेटिव्स को जाते हैं. 29 करोड़ मेंबर्स हैं जिनके और 94% फार्मर्स हैं उसके साथ जुड़े हुए. इस तरह का जो फाइनेंशियल सपोर्ट सिस्टम बना है इसको और आगे बढ़ाने के लिए 2000 करोड़ रुपए 4 साल में एवरी ईयर 500 करोड़ रुपीस, ये आज के कैबिनेट के अप्रूवल का क्रक्स है. 500 करोड़ रुपए से 20,000 करोड़ रुपए की टोटल लैंडिंग हो पाएगी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, over the telephone. They positively assessed the remarkable progress made across various sectors of bilateral cooperation and laid emphasis on further developing and deepening collaboration for the shared benefit of the people of both countries. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the government is examining implications of recently announced 25% US tariffs on Indian goods. Making a statement in the Lok Sabha today on the reciprocal tariff announced by the US, Mr. Goyal said the country will take all steps to protect national interest and consult with all stakeholders, including farmers, entrepreneurs, MSMEs and industry bodies. He informed the House that India and the US have been engaged in negotiations on concluding a fair, balanced and mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement over the last few months. Both the houses today faced repeated adjournments following opposition parties' uproar over the issues demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice and the Rajya Sabha 3 times before being finally adjourned for the day. Earlier, both the houses congratulated scientists for a successful launch of the NASA-ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR satellite. Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of Panama, Carlos Arturo Hoyos, and Secretary West Tanmay Lal held delegation-level talks in New Delhi. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said that both countries had useful discussions on UN matters. India also wished Panama for a productive presidency of the United Nations Security Council in August 2025. The Panama Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs described the bilateral talks as fruitful. Enforcement Directorate ED has conducted the first ever search operation in Andaman and Nicobar Islands in connection with an alleged fraud case in the Andaman Nicobar State Cooperative Bank, ANSCB. Searches were carried out at 9 places in and around Port Blair and 2 places in Kolkata. During the searches at Port Blair, the agency recovered various incriminating documents that point towards large-scale irregularities in the grant of loans and overdraft facilities by ANSC Bank. The ED today also carried out searches at around 8 locations across Mumbai in connection with the Mithi River desilting scam. In cricket, India were 52-2 against host England on day one of the final and decisive test of the 5-match Anderson-Tendulkar Test Series at the Oval Ground in London when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.